Cleveland native Marcia Rock thought she had a pretty normal life. She had a good career making film documentaries, a position at New York University's Department of Journalism, and a loving husband. It all seemed quite normal, until her 18-year marriage collapsed. At that point, 4 years ago, Marcia Rock began asking hard questions about herself and her family.
We're different from the families I'd see in the movies, or on TV, or in my health class.
Father, too, looks forward to this date with the family.
When my father came home at night, he didn't ask us about our day or help us with our homework. At dinner, he would read the newspaper or talk on the phone. We never dared interrupt him.
What was it about Daddy that made us so scared of him?
I don't know. That's a very hard question. He didn't yell. He didn't hit. But his voice was very harsh at times. Like, you were always wrong. There was a strong feeling of having done... tremendous feeling of having done something terrible, and he was finding you out.
Of all my kids, you're the one I felt needed my attention the least.
Marcia Rock's resulting documentary film has been described as a sort of Cleveland Jewish long day's journey into night. Premiering this week at the Cleveland International Film Festival, it's called Dancing with My Father, and explores how Marcia's relationship with her father shaped the person she's become. We sat down with Marcia Rock and her father, Manny, this week.
I think when something traumatic happens to you, you look at your life again. And I thought that the only way anyone would really pay attention to the story was if I was really, really honest. I also knew that the only way I was going to get out of the funk I was in was to be really honest with myself.
Everybody kind of fantasizes about putting their parents, maybe their spouse, under a spotlight and just laying it all out, you know, asking the tough questions. But, you know, you were serious about doing this. How did you talk them into doing the interviews?
What happened was I had invited my dad to come to a screening in New York, and he didn't come because he was too busy with a business matter. And I didn't think much of it because he hadn't really participated much in my professional life and the things I did. But the day after the screening, I started to cry, and my stepmother said, it's because he's not here. So I called him up, and we started to talk. And when I won a huge award for that program, I invited him to be my escort. He came by himself, and we had the whole weekend together. And I said, I have to ask my father some questions about our relationship because I just don't understand what's going on here, and it's time I learned. I'm 50 years old. I need to talk to him. So I turned on the camera, and we started talking. And 4 years later, I finished the documentary.
Mr. Rock, what was your first thought when she asked you if you would do these interviews?
Well, I noticed he was having emotional problems of a sort. And I thought that maybe it's just possible that this would be helpful. So I told her I'd be happy to volunteer my services. The questions were very provocative that Marcia threw at me. And it made me think about where I come from and where am I going.
One of the reasons I did this is I knew nothing about my family. Here we were, you know, together for 50 years. And I'd never talked to my dad about, really, his childhood, his parents, what his life was like. And I think we miss a lot by not talking to our parents about who they are, what they experienced, and your own family history.
Is it easier to discuss these subjects in the format of making a film? Do you think there's any way that you speak differently when you're in front of a camera?
Well, I don't think of it as having a camera aimed at me. I didn't have that problem.
Was there a part of you that had been waiting for her to ask these things?
It could be, because, you know, you reach a certain point in your life and you start to evaluate it and determine just how far you've come and mistakes along the way.
Marcia, how about you? Did the format of doing this for a project make the conversation any different for you?
Absolutely. I am fearless behind the camera. I'll ask anything. And I couldn't imagine sitting down and talking to my dad in such a sustained way without that camera. And with the camera rolling, it gave me this amazing bravery, but it also, I thought, gave us a concentration, because we clocked in an hour and 15 minutes for every interview, and we did four. And I can't imagine people sitting down and not being distracted without something to hold you together.
You know what I was thinking about when I was watching the film? Marcia had this process where she was able to go and talk to people and ask them what they thought, but here you were, maybe starting to confront some of this stuff for the first time, and I wondered if you ever wished that you could have had the chance to ask your own parents some questions based on everything that came out in the making of the film.
Well, that's a thought I never even thought about.
So now I'm going to be guilty of keeping you up nights.
Now I'm going to go home and be thinking about this for the next year or two.
Oh, no. One assumes that coming to the end of a project like this, that you're going to have this great sense of closure and that all of a sudden the family lives happily ever after. But, Marcia, how are you leaving all this?
It's interesting. As I was editing the piece, I would call my dad up and tell him, "Oh, Dad, I just thought about this. I just had this insight into why I was struggling so after my divorce and just couldn't seem to get on my feet again. Professionally, I was fine. It was emotionally that I was struggling. And I kept having this vision of almost drowning in a well of self-pity. And when I figured out that the well was self-pity, I called him up, and he said, "Well, if you were drowning in a well of self-pity, I guess I'm in an ocean." And from that moment on, my dad and I started to really talk about who we are. So parallel with the editing process over the last year, I've gotten to know my dad really well on a very deep level, because his struggles are my struggles. I learned a lot from him as children. Sometimes we model ourselves after a parent, and I took the good and I took the bad. So we are struggling along together. So now that it's finished, well, I'm looking forward to Wednesday night and seeing it with a big crowd and being there with my dad. But it really has been a culmination, and I don't think it's over. I think my dad and I are just starting a new dialogue.
Marcia and Manny Rock, I want to thank you both very much for talking with us today.
Not at all. Thank you.
It was great to be here. It's great to be back in Cleveland.
Dancing with My Father screens tonight at 7 p.m., part of the Cleveland International Film Festival at Tower City Cinemas, with a film forum discussion to follow the screening.
Still to come on 90.3, Old MacDonald goes digital.